I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clint Capella, who returns to Houston for a second run with the Rockets. We talked a little bit about Amen Thompson and how important he is going to be to this team next year. And again, I'm very bullish. And I see B. Scott in front of us, who's going to be going on with us coming up next segment. I said it yesterday. I'm really bullish on Amen Thompson. I feel like we've got potential third-team NBA All-NBA potential from that cat. I look at last year's third team. I feel like, hey, Amen Thompson got a chance. He got a chance to play to that level, especially for a team that looks like they will be winning. But I think right behind him, Reed Shepherd, his development is a truly important thing. Be thinking about this, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this. Like how important? Where does that rank? Where does that rank, especially with Fred out? Where does that rank in terms of importance for this team, Reed Shepherd's development? Here is Clint Capella talking about his new teammate the first time he laid eyes on him.
Man, the first time I saw him and we played, he had like he had like 10 shots in a row. I was like, man, how, like, you know, from what I saw, like, I'm like, man, this guy got to play. This guy is ready. But obviously in this league, you have to, you know, work hard and whenever your opportunity comes to show off. And I think that's his time right now. We're going to need him. And I play with him and I can see that he has, you know, so much more potential and he's going to get even better the more he plays regular minutes.
I think that's where it starts. As some people are texting in their thoughts on how much that is in terms of importance for the Rockets, his development. I think it starts there, Clint, with Ime Udoka, and he is a great coach, right? Very much like D'Amico, the number one reason why that Rockets organization turned around and those players changed their game and improved their game and why they're in this position that they became enticing to a guy like Kevin Durant to want to get here is Ime Udoka. But I think first and foremost, Clint, he has got to allow Reed Shepherd to have the opportunity first and the opportunity to grow into the role. Because they got to have him, Clint. It's especially with Fred out. They lack shooting big time, Clint, and he's probably the best pure shooter on the roster. And, I mean, behind Durant, he's probably the best pure shooter on the roster. They've got to give him opportunities to kind of take that role on. That's where it starts.
Yeah, Ron, I'll be honest with you. This may come across as a hot take, but I've got more confidence. For all the reasons that you just mentioned, I've got more confidence that Reed Shepherd becomes the Reed Shepherd that can help this team win. I got more confidence in that than I do Amen Thompson being, you know, all of a sudden developing a shot and being a different player. Now, he's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking him at all. I mean, obviously, Amen Thompson is a top player on this team. I've got more confidence in what we're discussing right now coming to fruition. For all the reasons you mentioned, like the opportunity is going to present itself now that Fred VanVleet's out. You ain't got no choice. Fred VanVleet's gone, and old buddy's in Phoenix. He's got to get minutes, right? He's got to play. He's got to be a guy that they lean on. I don't know why the hell you wouldn't, right? So the opportunity is going to present itself. He's already a pure shooter, and I think you mentioned Ime Udoka and his ability to develop these guys. Like I've got a ton of confidence in that whole. That whole equation or formula, you know, bearing fruit that'll help this Rockets team win games. I'm more confident in that than I really am. Probably anything from a development standpoint with this team. Like, guys, overall guys develop, and I think they'll all develop.
You feel like if Reed's on the floor and he gets the opportunity, he'll do what this team needs him to do.
Yeah, I think for all the reasons. I don't know that I'm going to beat my chest and stand and die on the Reed Shepherd heel, but I think knowing what we know about Reed Shepherd, about Ime Udoka, about the VanVleet injury, the need for shooting on this team, I think it's all going to come together. Like I don't know. Now I don't think that he has far to go from a development standpoint to get on the floor more often and help this team win games. You know what I mean? Like I don't know that that's going to take a ton of development beyond just a second year guy that gets the opportunity that's got a hell of a coach in his corner. I will be highly disappointed if that don't come to fruition. If Reed Shepherd isn't on the floor a lot, knocking down shots, stretching the floor, and helping this team win games and put up points early in the season, I will be shocked.
Shocked, huh?
Shocked. I'm not saying he's going to be the predominant ball handler and this and that, but I'm talking about doing what you know he can do. Get on the floor, space the floor, and be the recipient of open looks when you've got guys like Amen Thompson, you've got guys like obviously Durant that are going to attract a lot of attention. I will be highly disappointed if he's not knocking down open looks early in the season.
He should have them.
No question.
And they need it. It is
desperately.
They need that, especially with Fred going down. It's heightened even more. I think outside of things with the big three of Thompson, Durant, and Shingun, Reed Shepherd's development is the biggest thing for this team to win a championship. To win a championship, they got to have that skill set that he brings to the table.
Well, I'm glad you put it that way. I feel good about it. Then
there you go. We'll see. I'm a little concerned if Udoka will. He don't play defense well enough. All right, he ain't getting it. All right, I got to go with somebody I trust. I think Udoka would almost at times be willing to sacrifice the shooting for the defense of Eason or somebody like that he believes in.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.